Welcome everyone to Center Study of Truth. My name is Steven Magier. Welcome everyone. I want to remind what we do in this platform, in this work we dedicate to this platform and channels to inform people to make wise decisions based on knowledge and wisdom and rise consciousness of the human race. Because we want to know the issues, the real problems and the real solutions that have and the tools we teach here in this channel to grow the consciousness and to rise our spirit and inform others and impact others' minds and hearts to make the same thing as many of us doing today. Not enough, but many people inform others the truth, inform others how we can go ahead and grow our consciousness and navigate our consciousness in the right way. And we also discuss about topics like occult sciences and esoteric traditions, Nordic, Vedic, Kabbalistic traditions, Western and Eastern, and many traditions what we teach in this channel, also in Hebrew and English language as well. And I want to remind about our website is stevenmager.com. Can you visit our website and all the archive on the of the content of the channel is there. And also if you want to donate our channel and support us, you can go also to the donate link, go inside and donate. And if you want to look our services in the website also as well, there have the all the details. The website also we develop more, we work that is will be more comfortable to use, and we also want to upgrade the platform. So if you want to donate to our channel, have link below. And of course if you want to subscribe and to see my next videos, you can also to subscribe to my channel. Today we'll speak about, we continue our series about the tarot, the introduction to the tarot, that in this amazing allegorical tradition that we can use also as a tool and also as a book of life. And this is what tarot means, a book of life. How we can be informed in our decisions and how we can learn more about the consciousness, learn more about the hidden knowledge that was so many time hidden from us as humanity. So today we'll speak about the magician. The magician, what we can say about the magician is, first of all, is associated with number one. With a number one, with Sephira of Keter. This is the most higher mind, that the chakra is above the third eye. This is a kind of unity of the mind, the higher mind, that channeling the energy of the cosmos into the matter here on earth. The one which became prima materia, which transmits and which is transmitted. This is kind of organizer of the mind. This pure source of all manifestation, that everything is became from the mind. Everything came from the mind, from the reason. And this also interesting to know and important to understand if you go inside this tradition, that is associated with letters in Hebrew, and letter in Hebrew associated with the magus, the magician, is bet. Okay, the Hebrew letter bet. What does that mean? Bet mean home, house. Okay, is also we'll discuss about this in this presentation today about the magician. So let's start our presentation. Let's see the first slide. as we see here, the path of Bet is between Keter and Bina. It is the transition between the one pure source of all energy, undefined, and the great organizer, and a relationship described by the meaning of the letter Bet, which is house, is dwelling place of the spirit, descending toward the descendants of density of the manifestation in the material world, is kind of a thing like a home. We need to return to our home to know the source of all, the source of everything that is in the mind. Why the hermetic principle, the first principle of the hermetic tradition, is the principle of the mind, the mental, the principle of mentalism. Because everything and everything in the universe is mental. So the magician is also associated with the planet Mercury, that is also associated with higher mind, higher mental abilities, and our higher perception, and is also show us this prima materia. This is the starting point of the, before anything we create in the material world, we need to create inside our mental state. And think about that before, and imagine that before. Also, the magician is also the channeling energy between the cosmos and between the spiritual world and the physical world. That is the same thing, but he kind of channeling the higher mind into the matter, into the higher priestess. The high priestess we discussed about the previous video, is she give the material manifestation in the material realm, okay? She do the real action in the physical type of action, okay? But before that, the magician was channeling the higher mind, the higher imagination, and spiritual force into the manifestation of the matter through the action, okay? So, let's see what we have next. So, if we see Aleph and Bet, Bet is the magician, and Aleph is the fool, is zero. What it can say us is very interesting to relate the tarot cards with other cards, and you can see more things, and you can it just can be another meditation to discover. You just need to meditate on that, and just you will discover many hidden things that you not see before, and it's kind of is expressing the holiness and the divine pure spirit of the fool, that which is zero, is number zero. That is means we speak about the fool in the start of this in the beginning of this show of the tarot, that is the pure source of the soul, is the void, is arrived from the womb, okay? You just came from the womb and you just pure. And your way is just begin. You begin your way toward truth. You want to discover the truth. This is the point of the start. A kind of the place from the nothingness, from the void itself. And the sun behind you, the light behind you, that you can start, is also representing the... that the animal is the dog with this figure, is means the lower self, and the higher self need to be together. That this instinctual part of us, the lower mind, the unconscious mind, and the conscious mind. That is the sun above, and just we can see here the combination of the letters is mean Av, is father, is mean from Aleph till Bet to Bet. Aleph to Bet, This is means the magician need to direct the energy of the fool. He need to show him the way. Also, Aleph and Bet in the Tree of Life is up. I will show it later on, maybe, with a picture that this will be more easy to explain that. But anyways, it's very interesting to see that combination. Okay, so also Bet is one in the tarot. Card number one and Bet. Bet is home. So Aleph need to go home. Home is the higher mind, the pure source of all, and just mastering the four elements, the water, earth, air, and fire. Okay, they will speak about this also in this presentation later on, how is related to the minor arcana of this deck, the minor arcana. We'll discuss today only about the magician, but also we'll explain it, because in the card of the magician we see all the four elements together. That is a very important point to understand here. Okay, so let's continue. So here we see the mastery of the four elements through the spirit. That we see here, the four elements is represented by four tools, magical tools in the tarot. In Rider White deck is pentacles, cups, wands, and swords. Also in other decks is something similar or is the same, but anyways, this what is means. As we see in the desk of the magician, we see four elements, the four magical tools. This is the wands, this is the fire, air, this is the swords, water is the cups, earth is pentacles. We see all them together as a master of that elements. We see the magos is the master of the four elements of the creation. By the pure spirit that we see the Ein Sof above his head, we see the number 8. We'll explain it also in the next slide. But anyways, we see also the wand he hold. He holds a wand that is both-sided. What does that mean? It means he channeling the spiritual energy, the pure source of all, through him. And he manifests through the material world. He channeling all the energy above to the ground, to the earth, to manifest that in the material world. That we see also today that people, religious people or New Agers, all these people, that they too much fly away and they live only in spiritual world, and they not consider that they live also in the physical world, and they need to be grounded. They need to be a channel. We need to channel the wisdom of the cosmos, the wisdom of the universe above, okay, the higher understanding. We need to channel that through our actions and our behavior, how we behave in the material world here on earth. As example, as a teachers, I have higher understanding and higher consciousness that others have, but I can teach them, I can transmit to them this knowledge and wisdom to impact their heart and mind, to impact others and others and others. That this is what this means, that we need to take it and give it to someone else through our behaviors, through our actions, and as a teacher also, as a if you want to teach something others, and you want to be a good teacher, and other will be your student and listen from you and hear from you what you say on what you teach. This is also example of behavior that arrive from the higher mind into the manifestation in the earth. That you need to be also grounded. You need to understand that the Kundalini go up, you need to go down. Also the Kundalini is like a breath. You breathe in and you breathe out. This is a constant and a natural state that can never change. All the times we live like this. This is objective. In anything we see that in these patterns. Anyways, let's continue. This is the four elements. So, what is that four elements representing? The fire is the first element. First of all, I want to show maybe the picture here. Wait. This picture from the presentation of Mark Passio. And I want to put it here as an appropriate place to put this work of Mark Passio, and credit goes to him. Anyways, here we see all the cards we speak about till now in this area. We speak about the microcosmic tree of life. It's really well done that you can see all this lie out of these cards. That from the you see from the down point, we can see the wheel of fortune. Okay, this is the Malkut position. This is the earth element. This is the physical world. This is the most grounded place, the stable place here. This is also the root chakra. This is the most lower chakra we have in the body. And above that we have the hermit. This is the yesod. This is the foundation. This is the knowledge seeking. This is the initiation into the occult. This is you seeking the light. You understand you have to learn more, to see more things around. You just start the way, and you understand that you have long path to go. It's not finished. I need to learn more and more. I need to study more things to understand, to know the truth. I want to know the truth. You have the willpower to know. This also associated with sacral energy. This is the desires. You need to you have desire to know more. And above that, you have the strength. And the chariot is the dual chakra of the solar plexus. This is the willpower and courage. And you have the two pillars of sovereignty. And you have the two pillars of mercy and sovereignty. That the sovereignty is from the left side. This is the feminine. This is the feminine pillar. That is the inner qualities of us. And in the right side, this is the external qualities, the masculine qualities. What we do in the real world, in the physical world, in the earth. In our physical world. Anyways, after the foundation, we see this splitting in two ways. Okay? And the strength is representing the courage, the inner courage we need to have. And the chariot is the external. The external courage, what we need to have to make the action. And we have the lovers in the middle. After that, we have the middle Safira is the Tiferet. Okay? The strength is associated with Hod. Okay? Hermit is Yasod. Strength is Hod. The chariot is Netzach. Victory is mean. Hod is mean splendor. The Tiferet. Okay, this is associated with the heart chakra. Because of that, is in the middle of the tree. This is the masculine and the feminine, the alchemical wedding of the two energies, the two polarities we have. that is combined together as an alchemical wedding, and the harmony between the masculine and the feminine. This is the heart chakra. This is the green energy we see. And after that, we have the Hierophant and the Emperor, that is belong to the higher chakras, like the throat, and the inner qualities. This is the Hierophant. The external qualities, the Emperor, is the action, the real control your inside yourself is kind of how you can control yourself and discipline yourself to do the work that you need to do, and what you need to do externally to keep the justice going on and keep the order in place and make sure that no one take rights of others. This is the Emperor. This is the Mars energy. This is the Aries, associated with Aries anyways. And the Fool is in the Da'at position. This is mean knowledge. Okay, this is usually not appear in the Tree of Life, because the Tree of Life is only 10 Sephirot, but this is kind of zero, because we see the Fool is zero, is the starting point. This is the pure spirit of all. This how the name of that is kind of innocence, that you just start the way, you just begin the way, you have many things ahead to go, and depends on what direction you will take, what kind of knowledge you will take, and how can you process the knowledge. That the process of the knowledge is the Empress. The Empress is associated with Chokmah, with Bina. Bina is understanding. After the Fool, the Zero, we have the Empress, the understanding of the knowledge. Because of that, Fool can be fooled. Because if he get a garbage information and he not have the filtration and understanding how to deal with all this knowledge, and he live in ignorance and not accept any knowledge, real one, true one, and you not know how to process the knowledge, so he can go in the wrong way. Anyways, after the Fool, we have the Empress. This is associated with Bina, with understanding, and this is in the sovereignty pillar. This is the inner qualities of the mind, of the our brain. And from the right side, we have the High Priestess, is the mercy pillar. This is the wisdom, make the action based on knowledge and understanding. Okay, this is the real wisdom, to apply the knowledge, to apply the knowledge you have and what you really understand, able to pass others, to teach others. And in the end, in the first one, in the Keter, we have the Magician. And interesting thing, we see the numbers 1 and 10. The 10 is the Wheel of Fortune. This is the number 10 in the Tree of Life, is the Malkut, is number 10. And the first is the Keter, is 1. 0 and 1. You need to back all the time to 1 from 0. 0, 1. Everything. Also, we need to understand the Ein Sof, the infinity of the things. No ending point. Everything start and everything end and start beginning. It's like a transformation. It's kind of things like we need to understand, like we need to put in death something to build something new. Okay? Something like that. Anyways, I just want to show that how we finish all the first 11 major arcana cards, and of course we'll continue to macrocosmic Tree of Life in the next episodes. We'll discuss about the second half of the major arcana. The fire element is representing ambition, inspiration, the idea that lights the fire, willpower, transformation, action. This is the masculine force. this kind of born, this is something born and transformate something, change something. The divine will of the end of human slavery that is have lack of the will, of the real will, of the divine will, that to end human suffering and slavery. And this need to be the real will, the will of the God, the divine will, as you call it. Anyways, the fire element is what is representing the Atzilut, also in the Kabbalistic terms, and also is represented by the ones. It's kind of the torch. It's kind of this is melting metals. This is transformate matter, the fire. You can burn the metal, is became a fluid. Okay, it's change is shape. Anyways, this is the alchemical, the first alchemical element. This is the fire we speak about now. The next one is the water. What is water? Emotions, feelings, intuition, care, nurturing, creative abilities, artistic, feminine aspect, the divine passion of the holy purpose of the end of slavery. This is the care of the situation. We need to have a passion and compassion to finish human slavery. And this is the holy, you need to serve this holy purpose till the end of the times, till we will be human free. Okay? Need to understand that this is the real nurturing, this is the real care, this is the real passion we need to have, and use our creative force and artistic force for that. This is the real care. And also the will of the divine will of the fire, the holy fire. This is what need to do. To the will to end human slavery through our actions also, because fire is the action, because we put in motion our material, put in motion everything through our actions, through our words. Anyways. The next, the water is associated with cups, okay? Because cup is get in shape as a water, okay? This is holding, supporting something, okay? This is a support. This is a fluidity. This is change the forms, okay? This is not rigid. This is alive. This is go. This is moving. Okay, because water need to move, and also is associated with memory. Okay, memories. Anyways, the next one. Sorry, 1 minute. Anyways, the next one is the air element. What is air element? Is intellect, rational. Pathways of the magician mind bring the idea into plan, observation, vision, focus, communication, analyzing, reasoning. This is the masculine force of intellectual abilities. How to pick up the rational pathways, how to observe things, how to vision things, how to plan, how to use our logic. Logic force. The divine intellect of the causal factors of human condition. We need to understand from the intellectual way. Have many people understand in intellectual way, but do not understand in the holistic way. This is the water and the earth and the air in the fire also to make this stuff. But anyways. We need to understand things from the intellectual, and we need to understand the causal factors of the things. We need to analyze. Example, we need to study things. We need to analyze. We need to understand what point in history it was before. We need to have a line. We need to have a we have a time. We have a clock. This is air. Okay, we cannot change the nature. We cannot change the from the horizon, sun horizon in the sunset in the south. We cannot change that. We cannot change the seasons, but we can put the lines. We can put lines of time that is comfortable for us and help us to manage our life like this. But we cannot change the conditions of nature. But we can use our intellectual and analyzing things and put in the timeline, to put timelines to analyze, to make our easier analyze things from the intellectual perspective. Okay, so this also masculine force. This is, I call it the divine intellect of the causal factors of human condition. We need to understand the causal factors. We need to analyze that. We need to vision that. We need to understand that. We need to use this element for that. And also communicate with others about that. Anyways, it's associated with the swords in the tarot. The cutting edge. You cut like the air. You see the matter. You see the mountain. But you around the mountain, you need to see nothing. This is the air. This is the cutting edge of the things. This is the blade that shape things. You make design. Anyways, interesting to see that. Earth, the element of earth, foundation, fertility, matter, stability, structure, formalization, holding the magician grounded between the spiritual and material planes. Feminine aspect, the divine grounding, I call it. The magician grounded and work as a spiritual channel between the cosmos and earth. Earth is as a foundation. Because of that, this is the first Safara number 10, the Malkut, is the earth element. And our lower chakra, the root chakra, is the earth element. This is our foundation. This is our fertility. This is our stable, the most stable place. Because the earth is supporting the soil, the land is supporting the flowers, the trees, everything. It's formalized things. It's holding the you grounded. Is kind of characteristic you have from the birth. You have some things you good in them. You have good talents in something you're born with. This kind of abilities from the earth perspective, because you're born with this. You're born with these abilities, and you, as we all of us, we smoothly different. But we're very different in other in many stuff, and we have different sometimes we're born with different talents or stuff. We're not the same person. We have the same rights, but we're not the same character, all of us, and have things we're born with this. So the element of earth is representing that. Anyways, but earth element is also associated with your, you call it money today, but is resources, okay? Physical resources to survive, like food and water and all this. Today you can call it money, but it's not you eat the money, but we use the money from transactions. Anyways, is also represented by the earth. I think we finish. I want to speak about little about the Thoth version. You see here the Magos, okay? He is the wand. This is the wand we see in the previous card. This is the white, the rider white. He put his holding the wand. But here we see the version is different. He is the wand. And also we see the symbol of Hermes, the messenger of the gods, the life force of the serpents we see also is very interesting in the top, in the disc, and inside have dove that represent the feminine, the care, and something I remind from the Egyptian symbolism like Ra, wings, and we have the four elements flying around him. Very interesting allegory. We can speak many, many stuff about that. But anyways, I want to speak more about this, that we see above his head, we have the number 8. That is... wait. I know the chat. We have... we have number 8 here, and we see that it is representing the infinity of the it means no have ending point, everything ever arrived from the infinity. Also Aleph is the first letter is zero, and bet is byte, and also if we see the word emet in Hebrew is aleph til taf. Taf is the last word, last letter of the Hebrew, and this means everything begin and end, and something else start, and everything in circles is like the serpent closing the circle, okay? Kind of thing like this. Interesting things we can learn about that. Anyways, I think we finish for today. We'll continue our series in the second half of the Major Arcana. Stay tuned. Subscribe to the channel. Go to my website. See the material and work I do. Anyways, thank you to listen to me. Our website is stephenmager.com, Center Study of Truth. We'll continue our next chapters. Stay tuned, stay encouraged. And bye-bye. See you soon. Stephen Mager here. Bye-bye.